Hundreds of VIP guests, hundreds of thousands of spectators, and a global TV audience of many millions. The coronation of King Charles III is a major ceremonial and logistical challenge. Nearly 30,000 uniformed and plainclothes police officers are on duty in central London, as well as security and intelligence officers. Surveillance cameras with facial recognition software will scan the crowds.
Our main focus really is to make sure that everyone that comes into London for the celebrations remains safe and secure. So that's our absolute focus. But as part of that as well is that we have an extremely low tolerance for anything or anyone who comes to disrupt this event.
70 years since Queen Elizabeth was crowned there, Westminster Abbey is ready for her son and heir. Rehearsals for the coronation procession have been taking place in the dead of night. Horses and carriages carefully choreographed. A cavalcade of some 4,000 military personnel will escort the King to and from Westminster Abbey, and the coordination needs to be meticulously timed. Britain's global diplomatic alliances mean the coronation guest list includes heads of state and royalty from around the world. The leaders of Australia and New Zealand and the Emir of Qatar have been welcomed to London by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at his official residence in Downing Street. US President Joe Biden is represented by his wife, Jill. The spectators have certainly come prepared, many equipped with bright wigs and specially made costumes. The most ardent and enthusiastic royal fans began pitching their tents along the procession route days ago.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I am. Did you see the King went by about 20 minutes ago and he was going, there was somebody else in the car with him, it wasn't Camilla, and he was waving at us. It was like, oh my God, it's like really happening.
I'm happy to be here with friends that I met here during the royal wedding 12 years ago, and it's just exciting to be back in London to celebrate the coronation.
The dedication of the campers was unexpectedly rewarded with a surprise royal walkabout on Friday afternoon. King Charles shaking hands and accepting the congratulations of the well-wishers. The next time these people see him, he'll be on his way to the Abbey.
The preparations are almost over. You can see the security is in place. And here on the Mall, the crowds are already starting to build. The flags are up. Central London awash with the red, white and blue of the Union Jack. The only one thing that's not predictable, the great British weather. There is some rain forecast for Saturday morning. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, The Mall, Central London.